Lesson 5, Culture 1, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Communicative Function, Identifying Details. You're going to hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what the second speaker says. Listen carefully and write down the answer to the question you've heard.
1. When is Mary coming?
Well, it's 8:40. She'll arrive in 15 minutes.
When will Mary arrive?
2. How's your mother feeling these days?
Much better, thanks. But the doctor said that she should still stay in the hospital for a couple of days.
Where's the woman's mother now?
3. Can you stay for a cup of coffee?
I'd like to, but I have to pick up my children from school.
What's the woman going to do?
4. May I speak to Rosa?
She's not in at the moment. You can call again after 5.
What does the man advise the woman to do?
5. Why didn't Kate come to class today?
Her father was sick, and she had to stay home to take care of him.
Why didn't Kate come to class?
6. What shall we do tonight?
How about inviting some friends over for a drink?
What are they going to do?
7. Paul said he would take us to the sports center in his car.
Didn't you hear that he got injured in the football match yesterday?
What happened to Paul?
8. You seem to be very pleased today. Any good news?
Yes, I'm going abroad to visit my daughter.
Why is the woman pleased?
9. Have we got everything ready for the trip to New York?
Almost. What we should do is to close all the windows.
What does the woman suggest they should do?
10. How are you getting along with your translation?
I've come across many unfamiliar words, and I have to consult the dictionary all the time.
What's the man's problem?
End of the tape.
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1, English Pubs.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Pubs are supposed to be the English man's favorite meeting place, where he can get together with a few friends over a pint of beer and talk about football, or horse racing, or business. You may notice that the pub is the place for men, but not for women. Even now, it is still not quite respectable for a woman to go into a pub alone. She must have a man to escort and protect her. Perhaps that's partly why pubs depress me. They are intended mainly to provide for male interests, which are often pretty narrow. I think this male-dominated atmosphere also reminds me of my life back at school or in the army, neither of which is an experience I much want to relive. However, I'm obviously in the minority. Most Englishmen have their local pubs, where they can escape from the pressures of family life or work, and if they are lucky, tell their troubles to a pretty barmaid. Indeed, many men dream of retiring from their 9-to-5 jobs and buying a little country pub where they imagine they'll be the host of a 7-nights-a-week party. This dream usually dies when cleaning up spilled beer at 1 o'clock in the morning. Still, there's a pub for every type of man, from the city sophisticate to the rural primitive, and a man for every type of pub. And I must admit that for someone who doesn't like them, I've spent a lot of time in pubs of various kinds.
Question number one. For what do Englishmen go to the pubs?
Question number two. What doesn't the speaker like about the pubs?
Question number three. What are many men dreaming of?
Question number four. Which of the following can be learned from the passage?
Question number five. What can you conclude from the passage?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again and decide which of the statements you hear are true. Put a tick in the brackets.
Pubs are supposed to be the English man's favorite meeting place, where he can get together with a few friends over a pint of beer and talk about football, or horse racing, or business. You may notice that the pub is the place for men, but not for women. Even now, it is still not quite respectable for a woman to go into a pub alone. She must have a man to escort and protect her. Perhaps that's partly why pubs depress me. They are intended mainly to provide for male interests, which are often pretty narrow. I think this male-dominated atmosphere also reminds me of my life back at school or in the army, neither of which is an experience I much want to relive. However, I'm obviously in the minority. Most Englishmen have their local pubs where they can escape from the pressures of family life or work, and if they are lucky, tell their troubles to a pretty barmaid. Indeed, many men dream of retiring from their 9-to-5 jobs and buying a little country pub where they imagine they'll be the host of a 7-nights-a-week party. This dream usually dies when cleaning up spilled beer at 1 o'clock in the morning. Still, there's a pub for every type of man, from the city sophisticate to the rural primitive, and a man for every type of pub. And I must admit that for someone who doesn't like them, I've spent a lot of time in pubs of various kinds.
Number one, English pubs are a favorite place of leisure for men.
Number two, people drink a lot of beer in pubs and talk to each other about their private life.
Number three, football, horse racing, and business are some of their favorite topics.
Number four, women are not allowed to go to pubs unless accompanied by men.
Number five, men want to spend their evenings in pubs because there are parties there throughout the week.
Number six, many Englishmen dream of running their own pubs, and they don't seem to care about the cleaning work they have to do.
Number seven, city people like to go to pubs. So do country folks.
Number eight, every kind of man can find a pub to his taste, just as every kind of pub can find its own suitable customers.
Number nine, a lot of pubs are open from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon.
Number ten, it seems that pubs are part of an Englishman's life, even though he may not like them.
Passage 2, A Bread and Butter Letter.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Dear Mrs. Johnson, it is a pleasure to write this letter because it gives me an opportunity to tell you how much I enjoyed your hospitality last weekend. It was my first visit to an American family, and, at first, I was very anxious about my limited English and my knowledge of American customs. Then I saw you and your children waiting for me at the station with warm smiles of welcome on your faces. I immediately knew that everything was going to be all right. You and your wonderful family put me at ease right away. There are many happy memories of the weekend that I will keep with me forever. Above all, I will remember that you made me feel at home. There were so many new and different things for me to see and do. I particularly enjoyed driving through the countryside with Mr. Johnson and you and seeing the charming colors of the leaves on the trees. I liked playing baseball with your sons, Jimmy and Joey. They were very patient with me and full of fun. Tell them I will teach them how to play soccer next time. I also had a good time at the community square dance on Saturday night. It was my first square dance, and I cannot forget how friendly and kind everyone around was. I am back at school again now, and I am very happy because I know now a real American family, and it is one of the nicest families I have ever met. Because my English is still not very good, I cannot express my feelings better. I can only say thank you and hope that someday you will visit my country and I can return your hospitality. Sincerely yours, Carlos Gomez.
Question number one. Why did Carlos write this letter?
Question number two. What was Carlos doing in America?
Question number three. What do you know about Carlos?
Question number four. How did Carlos feel while he was staying with the Johnsons?
Question number five. What can you infer from the passage?
Exercise two. Listen to the passage again. Then read the following statements and select the ones that are true. Put a tick in the brackets.
Dear Mrs. Johnson, it is a pleasure to write this letter because it gives me an opportunity to tell you how much I enjoyed your hospitality last weekend. It was my first visit to an American family, and, at first, I was very anxious about my limited English and my knowledge of American customs. Then I saw you and your children waiting for me at the station with warm smiles of welcome on your faces. I immediately knew that everything was going to be all right. You and your wonderful family put me at ease right away. There are many happy memories of the weekend that I will keep with me forever. Above all, I will remember that you made me feel at home. There were so many new and different things for me to see and do. I particularly enjoyed driving through the countryside with Mr. Johnson and you and seeing the charming colors of the leaves on the trees. I liked playing baseball with your sons, Jimmy and Joey. They were very patient with me and full of fun. Tell them I will teach them how to play soccer next time. I also had a good time at the community square dance on Saturday night. It was my first square dance, and I cannot not forget how friendly and kind everyone around was. I am back at school again now, and I am very happy because I know now a real American family, and it is one of the nicest families I have ever met. Because my English is still not very good, I cannot express my feelings better. I can only say thank you and hope that someday you will visit my country and I can return your hospitality. Sincerely yours, Carlos Gomez.
This is the end of Lesson 5.